how random crap can become art, an overture. Hi, my name's Matej, and this is Surviving Art. This is not a social commentary, folks, so for anyone expecting a rant on all the junk that gets sold off as artistic masterpieces, I'm sorry to disappoint you, this is not the point of today's podcast. But that's not to say I don't have a book's worth of it, waiting patiently to be distributed over time on various social channels, preferably in text-based format on any platform that rhymes with bitter. But to get to today's point though, enormous amounts of texts have been written on the topic of art, especially the question of what makes something become art. And today, it's my pleasure to blunder on into the night exactly about this question, albeit in what I think to be a fresh take. I mean, I am a white millennial, so my baseline expectation always is that whatever I do is at least novel, probably never been done before, but mostly just absolutely revolutionary. Jokes aside though, the way objects become art is nothing if not amazing. And the same mental operation that takes place is also responsible for making the Shroud of Turin more special than any other piece of dirty cloth in history. And especially only for Christians. Interesting side note here, researchers in Rome have revealed an alleged 3D statue of Jesus himself, created via the precise measurements taken from the shroud. Interestingly enough, they felt people needed to know that, according to the measurements, Jesus was actually higher than the average man of his time, but failed to address the problem that the statue, made by precisely measuring the entire body of the man that was enveloped inside of it, looks like a middle-aged white male, something obviously still considered to be a common look for people in Jerusalem at that time. Back to art though. To find out what makes a normal, seemingly uninteresting object become either art or a relic, or sometimes both, we need to venture into the fascinating world of semantics, semiotics, and all the other fancy words that make people sound like they know what they're doing. And to start off our journey, I have provided all of you with a free copy of my convoluted book titled The Concept and Phenomena of Art. I have written it with the goal of describing in detail the way anything can become art. You can find it in the description of the podcast. The book itself does not provide enough detail or depth to any decision made or any argumentation as to why each step is actually important. For the sake of conversation, the book is useless and convoluted as the title suggests. But that's where this podcast comes in. I would like to take another look at the research I have done in the past concerning art and use my podcast to share my findings and commentary to all of you. Why? Because there's nothing better than publicly bashing and praising your own work. But in all sincerity, I think a lot of us get to the point where it just gets dumb. I mean, no matter who you ask, especially as a student of art or, God forbid, an art lover that is self-taught, not even the mighty professors at the academy can functionally answer the big question: what the hell is art? And I feel a lot of us do tend to feel a bit lost or betrayed even by the system that marks us with the classification of artist, without itself knowing what in heaven's name artist even means. Might just be another word for twat for all I have seen for most random people, to be honest. But as the direction of this podcast, I feel as though I have spent a lot of time discussing the business side of art and that, for now at least, we should again focus on the product of our creative drives, not just the monetary side. I hope all of you are as interested in the philosophical and perceptual side of art as I am, as we shall explore a lot of it in the coming days or weeks. I don't know, it is an enormous topic that requires a good deal of attention, but also incredibly fascinating. So, get your fake Santa beards ready, or comb the breadcrumbs out of your own if you have the privilege of having grown one, because tomorrow we start to delve deep into the philosophical trenches of aesthetics and perception, and historical data shows that having a beard is crucial for understanding such topics. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Surviving Art.